There is a bit of work to do here. We, you know, initially when the fire happened, obviously everything was burned to the ground, which included the imam's residence, the masjid, the feeding scheme facility, and of course the development center. So when we got there initially, I thought, it's fine, we can do this very quickly. And we started, but we didn't realize to remove the rubble alone was it going to take a long time. In fact, I just got a call earlier today that eventually all the rubble is now removed. All the, you know, because it was quite a mountain of rubble there.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we got the rubble removed, and tomorrow, inshallah, the ablution block will be rebuilt. In fact, initially we thought we can just rebuild it on top of the existing bricks. But when the builders got there yesterday, they discovered the bricks are in a very bad state of repair, and of course, it's due to the fire.
Yes.
So it was crumbling, actually. So then now we have to basically knock away the entire building and having to replace the entire building of the ablution block. And that includes the wudu khana, the toilets, and a shower. So that's going to happen, inshallah, from tomorrow onwards. We're making very good progress with the two containers. As I reported the last time, we had to cut up two containers to make it into one, and that will become the masjid facility. It will be able to have about 100 musallis praying there at the same time, making salah at the same time. And at the same time, we're also busy with a new tech housing for the imam and for the caretaker. So all that is happening simultaneously. So, yeah, that is where we are right now. And, and of course, people donated a whole lot of clothing, furniture, items, etc., which is very, very useful. However, the problem with furniture items right now, the imam don't have any way to put it at this point in time. So if those people can just hold on to it for about a week or so, until we have at least all the structures up.
Indeed, yes.
Because we don't have space to store it at the moment. I mean, the neighbors were kind enough to take the imam and his family and the caretaker in. But, we don't have space for all the furniture that must go into the house. So for those people that have requested, you know, to deliver furniture items, if I can just ask that they must please hold on, we will get there.
Inshallah. And going forward, what's needed right now? Cold, hard cash?
Well, cash is always needed, but alhamdulillah, to date we've raised almost 450,000 rand.
MashaAllah.
So we have enough money to at least pay for the big infrastructure. But, you know, big infrastructure is one thing, but then you need to do the finer things. And then, of course, with Ashafiq, the bigger news is that we've looked at the three urban, and to consolidate those three urban, to actually accommodate for a masjid, we must also apply for a rezoning. That's going to take forever and a day. So one of the Mfuleni people came forward and said, listen, why don't we just acquire another piece of land for the masjid?
Right.
So that's also in the works right now. So when we do get a piece of land, we're rather going to put up a new masjid. Okay, but the money we're spending now on the interim situation, that's not lost, because now we can have it as a madrasa, we can have it as a development center, so it's not a waste.
Absolutely.
So we're not, any cent that is spent now is not going to be a waste, because as I say, they can continue with that space as a jamaat khana or as a madrasa, and as a continue it as a development center where they taught young people how to work with computers and giving them just general life skills. So, and the feeding scheme will also be located there. So we are looking at a bigger plan to build a masjid as soon as we've identified the piece of land in Umfuleni.
No, inshallah. So Ihsan, we have to close things off. How can they get hold of you or somebody to carry on making generous donations?
Well, as I say, my number is out there, 082-336-3778. So welcome to send me a WhatsApp and I will send you all the details. And of course, we give regular reports. Whoever is donating, you know, they will know where the money is going.
Inshallah. So what you can do is you can WhatsApp this number. It's an easier way of doing it. 082-336-3778. 082-336-3778. And the number will be available at the reception, but only WhatsApps. Don't call, just WhatsApps. If you've got something to give towards the Mumfaleni community, and of course the imam there doing such great work, only to have it all going up in flames. But Ihsan Higgins, everything of the best going forward, and inshallah, we look forward to a new mosque, a new center, and growth in Mumfaleni.
Inshallah. And shukran to you, Bada Shafiq, and shukran for the excellent work you do on radio.
Ameen. Shukran.
Thank you. Salam.
Salam.